out of Metzias. He doesn't go into the details. What Rabbi Prakhet does say, Mitzida Shatarza Nochal Ishtashish Bechol is Aser. Because you may, you know, reuse it. It's not going to crumble and collapse. You're not going to open the whole thing. Just use, you reuse it again. But both say, we were looking for this for a long time. This is a writer of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is the one who said that a Pesach, right, we're talking about a Pesach again. We have, this goes back a little bit to the discussion earlier. And then we see Pesach Yafa. No Pesach Yafa, are they the same or not the same? But at least a Pesach, which is described in the Mishnah, thing, just you reuse it again. Rav Bol said, we were looking for this for a long time. This is a writer of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman is the one who said that a Pesach, right, we're talking about a Pesach again, we have, this goes back a little bit to the discussion earlier, and then we see Pesach Yafa. No Pesach Yafa, are they the same or not the same? But at least a Pesach, which is described in the Mishnah, is mutter in a Megufa. Why? Because it's going to be thrown out right away. I repeat, if the Prima Godem is right, then the Pesach Yafa is a separate Chumrah, then what I'm saying now doesn't have that much validity. But if they're the same, then it's very valid. You see that if it's going to be thrown out, then it's Mutter, a Raya Terem Shlomo Zalman. Of course, the Raya is how should I say it? It's a Raya only according to the Rambam Shita. And it could very well be Rambam Lishito so. Because the Rambam quoted on Mishnah Kitzurasa. The Rambam doesn't hold from the Yisra by Mustaki. So it could be, according to the Rambam, that calls the Mishnah Kitzurasa, not referring to Mustaki. So if it's going to collapse, then there's no Yisra of making a Nekev. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Yisra, who quotes the Mishnah only by Mustaki, Afal Pekin is to make a Nekev, then, as we mentioned already yesterday, the Yisra may exist, even if the can, let's say the soda can, is going to be thrown out immediately, there would still be needs to make a Nekev. Nekev Yofer, according to the Prima God of his Bechlal, there are no riots from the Mishnah. But even if it would be Nekev Stam, according to other Shita, we would have no Raya, according to Shita's Hatosis, from what the Rabbeinu Prakhi said, according to Shita's Haramba. What about the Gemara Anaf Mem Chesem Adbeis? I was a little bit, I forgot to put this in the original Ma'am Makomas. Please take a look quickly. Mem Ches Amid Beis, Rebbe Osa. Mem Ches Amid Beis. Very important. Mem Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara throws an Asug again. Haposech Beis Atzava B'Shabbos Chayav Chatos. Frek the Gemara, Ma Ben Zu, Limegufas Chavis, Zot Rashi. We learned in Kuf Mem Vav, maybe Adam Chavis Umatis is Rosh Mesayef Umenichel Lefnei Orchim. Answer the Gemara, Zechibur Zain or Chibur. Zot Rashi, Megufa Enam and Achavis Atzma of Apiz, Dvukabo Enam Chosh of Chibur, surely not Lomedes, Aval Abegak Shenerek Valkulo Chibur. Very simple. You can separate something which is a distinct unit, such as the Meguva from the Chavis. But in the Beis Hatzava, it's the cloth from cloth. It's all one big cloth. You have no right to rip it open. That's Rashi Sheet. The Tosfos doesn't like it at all. Einir Lari, many kashes. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman is a Nupsha. V'chima ben zel nekivas Megufas Chavis. We just learned, Chacham Matirim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Oh, here's a hole and there's a hole. Here's a hole within the garment, there's a hole within the magufa. It's exactly the same thing. What's my answer though? Zechibur v'zein achibur. What does that mean? Zok toast in the last three lines. Shamagufa eina min achavis v'afilu emaya asui nekev shebemagufa lahaknas v'lahotzi lohoya chayav chatas l'kach sharu rabbonah. What does that mean? What do you mean the Megufa is Eino Min HaChavis? So what? I'm making a hole in the Megufa. So Rashi said it was Ein Darka B'Kach. Rabbeinu Prakha said it was going to collapse. Tosfos said neither. What is going on in this Tosfos? I had no idea what is Pshat in this Tosfos. What do they mean? Who knows Pshat? Who can tell me Pshat in the last three lines of Tosfos Mem Chesem Alf Tav Tosfos? Hamagufa Eina Menachovis Eino Chibur Vafilo Maya Osa Nekala Shemagufa Lachas Alahotzi Lohoya Chayev Chatas. Why not? If not, why not? Why not? Who can be Pshat? Why not? What do I care if I'm a chuba to the chavis? I should be chayev on the megufa itself. So if it, again, assume it's not like Rashi's end of the kach, not like the prakha's going to collapse. Tosfos said neither of those facts. So I was at a loss. I saw quoted the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe, you know, comes to Nistar. These things are mysterious, are hidden from us. The Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, he's the best. He gives the emes of pshat here in his Tosfos. I read it to you, the Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, Simon Shin Yud Dalid, Sif Yud Dalid. Listen to what he says. Hamagufa ena chashuva chibul achavis. V'lochein, look at this now. Ena nekev shivu akori osu lehachas ala otibo. Why? L'fisha kshemotzi u'machnes derech hanekev shivu? Harezek ilu motzi u'machnes derech pi achavis bulvad. L'fisha nekev ena mo'l klum lehotzoa v'achnos azu. Sha'af mi bil odo hayayoko lehachnas ala otzi derech pi achavis. Yah Shapia Sosa de Magufa? Nah. Ain't so steamer Gamura. Hold in a Magufa Kashuva Hebrew la Chavis. Lacheno Akmir Bokokak Lesseba Filu, Neck of Shinosa Ella the Hotzi Bavad, the Muosi Mokam Shain Derek Lasses Champesa, Dino Al Gaba Melamalo. Meridic. What did Rebbe say? Amish Meridic. He's saying that the reason why it's mutter, since Zayn no Chibur, was easily removed, so I could just take the pour the wire out of the top, remove the Magufa, pour out of the top. So if I happen to choose to make a little hole in the Magufa, we don't view that in Lumdus to be an independent Nekev, Lahaknas, and Lahotzi. That's all part of the bigger Nekev. The neck of the top of the barrel could have easily been taken off. Therefore, there's no Doraisa. There's no Doraisa that will make him. You plan to only use the Lahotzi. Remarkable, remarkable vort from the Alter Rebbe. But I think he's right. I think I know no other pshat in this Tosfos, and I know nobody else till the Rebbe who gave you pshat in the Tosfos. Mamash about Moifus. Tremendous. Okay, so this is very important to understand. Now with this behind us, we're ready to once again turn our energies and attention to the Gatorade here. Oh, excuse me, Powerade. Powerade. May you or may you not open the Powerade on Shabbos. Or for that matter, Coca-Cola with a screw-off cap. This we discussed at some length yesterday. We're going to go right back to this question now again. So what's the din? We mentioned Ha'ara in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. Everyone should look inside. Everyone has a Shemir Shabbos, they both say, look inside. It's there. Read it together. It's Perek Tes, Sif Yud Zayin. The Paskins here. Also, the Hosius Mixa Pacha Mibaku Rashem Psychosa, Benefaka Mixa, the Kli Royal, the Shemish Kipkak Havraga. Could go Mixa Shem Psychosa, the Rishon and Nifrad, Kelek Vimena Venisharas, Vain Tabas, Al Gabit Savar Habakbuk. Here we are, look, Mamish, look at this. Whoever let this here is Gavaldic. I open it up. and here's this tabas, this ring, left on the neck of the bottle. See, everyone see it? The black thing. See, everyone see the black? This is the tabas. The ring is left on the bottom. And when I open it for the first time, I separated between one and the other. The part that comes off and the part that's left behind. That's not allowed. Not allowed. Not allowed. I mentioned the tremendous kasha of the yes in the footnote. This is what at the end of the shiur yesterday. The first line of page Sadi Gimel in the footnotes. He says, "Lachena nituk urak tikun gamav alo kilkul mashenken michse rogil shel pach hol v'gamim yusim mipi abakbo kemol shehu mibli sheyis akeim gam ken yev shor lishtamish bo v'av shedei ha'ikum kal yos lishtamish bo." I don't believe it. I told you this yesterday. I don't believe you or any regular person can pull out that old-fashioned, tap without bending it. How can you do it? It's put on so tight. Maybe I'm a Shimshon HaGibur, but the average person can't do it. And therefore, if you can't do it, this whole distinction is not gonna hold up. I don't think. Did anyone experiment last night? Yo, you did it? Right. That's exactly the point. It always bends. Of course it bends. Good. The left event is one tooth. That's enough for me. Why did they make that change? That guma should be the tikkun. It's the difference. One tooth, 10 teeth. With you have to be right. The one that's held on to, but that can't open, that's going to bend. I don't see any other way. I don't see. But here, Shlomo Zalman, how we say it, ha-pesha osa, ha-pesha hitir, a wapa chumah, which I don't understand, and a wapa kula, which I do understand. But only in a limited case. Look what he writes. Look what he writes. Merit. Ach yesh lodun. It's about the 10th line of the footnote. To kemoda sharin and liktof es ha'anav v'me ha'adas. Produced the Yoshan Achrinim. Sukul amit gimel. Ah, forgot that it's a gracia. Hachinami gam kan if yesh lo pkak acher. O gama b'dayto lizrok teichem es ha'pkak v'lo l'shtamish bo. Should be mutter. Look at this now. Look at this. Unbelievable kula. When you're going to throw it out, it's nothing. What's the basis of it, Reb Balsai? It's the Magad Mishnah. He doesn't spell it out. It's the Magad Mishnah. No question about it. If I don't have in mind to make a tikkun, it's no tikkun. I have segregation. No, I don't have it in mind. That's the Magad Mishnah. But then he has after parentheses. Avshav b'ksuvus avav. It's only the head of the Mishnah mitzvah. And you can argue that tikkun mamash is chomim mitikkun hadas the mitzvah. It's a physical change, not merely a halachic change. Mikom gan nir yeshlok. Sure. He wants to you throw it out. It's good. You don't like that kula? I have another wapa kula for the Mishnah mazalim. Or you knock him as a pkak b'derech shel kilkul. Take a nail, I guess. A nail prepared for before Shabbos. And take a hammer, which is prepared, and bang it in, make a hole in that cap. They make a hole in the cap, then it's useless. One hold in the fizz, one hold in the fresh anymore. So I'm not making it clean. That's a second opportunity, second chance. First, either throw it out or make a hole. Those are the two coolest that Shlomo Zalman has. I am so sir. You make it worse than making a hole. No. Lo adif michavish al mustaki. Whoa, that's Rav Shlomo Zalman again, Lashitaso. That even if it's stark, it's still called Muslim, you can throw it out. Not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees to that. We always pointed it out before. Who said it's true? Too many reasons to say so. Then he says, Gam, should the Mematav shall Akshav imatabas, ain't a mixin' Akshav the Kli. Right, that's not a Kli at all, because it doesn't accomplish, it doesn't do anything. So it's not a kli. If you make a hole in it, you can't say a source of a kli. It's not a kli. It only becomes a kli after you detach it. That's a svara, if it's true. We'll see soon. If that's true, that this thing when it's attached is not a kli, and you make a hole, you can't say a source. Because it's not a kli. A source only source a kli. It's not a kli at all. That I understand if it's true. The first point is not so mukhra. He says, it's no worse than a chavash of muski. It's not so clear. Because here it's very stark, even though you plan to throw it out. We pointed this out already yesterday. This is Reb Shlomo Zalman's presentation, the footnote, Samach Aleph, in the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos, Kilchos. Oh. Now, what do others say about this? So in the Sefer Pituchei Chosam, I think somebody borrowed, Pituchei Chosam, he quotes Sir Dayan Fisher. Oh, Dayan Fisher is such an original thinker. Unbelievable. Dayan Fisher from the Badatz. His brother. He's also very rich. Shlomo Fisher, but he's more in Lomda. Yisro Yaakov is into the real, the mice. The same Eben Yisroel, he quotes. Yisro Yaakov Fisher and the Badatz. What a tremendous, tremendous goyim. He writes as follows. He quotes the Magen Mishnah. See, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman didn't quote the Magen Mishnah directly, but he does. So I think Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was probably driving it. He quotes the Magen Mishnah that it's not considered to be a tikkun. Of course, the problem is, what if you plan to reuse it? If you plan to reuse it, then the Magen Mishnah wouldn't apply, because I don't understand Rabbi Fisher too well. Rabbi Fisher just said, I have a Magen Mishnah. So what? I am a Sefer Eben Yisroel. He's making with the Magen Mishnah. Kevin Shekol Kavanos Shel Adam HaPosko Hu Rak Lo Tzi HaMashkin Ve'eno Mechavin Klal Al HaTikon HaKlishin Es HaValei HaPsicho. It's only Psik Reshit Smutah. Who said it's true? Who said it's true? At the same time he asked it to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman when it came to the beautiful, fantastic... Can I borrow the Coke, please? Now, Bokhsh, we have Coke here. It's not to stop something. Look at this Diet Coke. Look at this gorgeous opening. Right? So whoever drank the Diet Coke, I'm sure had in mind, should be a proper opening so you can drink it nicely and no one's looking and everything like that. It shouldn't start spilling all over him. We had a tine against Shlomo Zalman yesterday. So too, I have a tine against Rav Yaakov Fisher, Shalita. What do you mean you don't want it? I do too want to use it. I'm opening my 64-ounce Coke. I'm only going to drink 20 ounces now. And I want it to be able to get tight. Hold all the fizz for the next meal from Friday night to Shabbos lunch. I very much do want that cock. What is he talking about? I don't want it. Where's it coming from? You throw it out, one thing. If you don't throw it out, I don't know. I just don't understand it. So the sum will say, even if I throw it out, it's no good. We don't go bust a diet though. That's what's discussed over here. Here, my kasha is asked by the Pituchei Chosam. What do you mean, Enem Eskavet? He wants it. He wants the pekak. This is kasha. This is in Terek Gimel, Sefkot and Ayin. Close up to Yisrael Yaakov and Samach Test. Shlugs him up in Ayin. Oh, but if you throw it out, you throw it out. Okay. So then the question is, in Ayin Dala, do you follow his das or don't you follow his das? I thought Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was right. You do follow his das. That's where the Magen Mishnah comes in. And he points out over here, those who aser, even if there's no tabas, that's an ayin vov, where it all comes. I have a Coke bottle here. I think it all comes off. There's no ring left on the neck. Correct? It comes off. I'm wrong. The ring is left. Snapple has a ring. Oh, Snapple all comes out. So let's talk Snapple. Okay, Snapple. I think it's supposed to be healthier than soda, no? Not necessarily. So we'll talk Snapple. Okay. So Snapple, it all comes off. Says Osir anyway, in Ayin Vav. Okay, I can understand. If one of Manasha, what's the difference if it comes off or not? If it wasn't working until now, it should be the same thing. Papash, he's right, I thought, not the Kud. That's what I thought. Oh. Fine. I want to just make one more statement in Lumdus from the Sefer Pituchei Chosam, and then we'll go back to the other Torah. Yes, it did. Of course, the bottom ring spreads out. Otherwise, that's what happens. Oh, is that Snapple? Oh, that's Hetha Gama. I'm sorry. No, some of the Coke bottles, the whole thing comes off, but the bottom ring spreads apart. What? They don't, it doesn't exist.
The picture
of Rabbi Ribia has a picture. It's a relic. It doesn't exist anymore.
It's got the little piece.
No, I'm asking you a question. Is there any beverage today, Tov Shin Samach Aleph, that I can open up without looking at Rabbi Ribia Sefer and show it to you?
Old
Salsa Bayim Chaim. Bayim Chaim El Kelly. All right. Mayim Chaim, oh, gewaldig. So, is anyone having camp, Mayim Chaim? You have it? We gotta bring it from Shul. Okay, Joe, bring it from Shul, Mayim Chaim, and it will be very important to see what this is like. But I happen to agree, it doesn't make much of a difference. They used to make a difference if it's a ring, no ring. I don't think it's a difference if a ring breaks or a ring is left on the bottom or it just spreads out. That's what he points out in Ayin Vav. Look at Lamet as well for a beautiful picture. What page? What page? 1,000 and what? 1145. Okay, you'll see. I want to see one love the Shavar from the Sefer level before. I love the Sefer so much. And then we'll close and go to other Shavar. It's in Perek Vov, Sivkot Chof. Those want to look it up. It's an interesting Shaila. On the Gemara we just quoted before, Zeh Chibur v'Zeino Chibur. Frek the Anais and Akasha. Akasha Lumdus. Since when does Makab and Patnish require Chibur? The Sukkot is a Makab and Patnish, right? Rashi says so. I have a case for Kurt. I have a brand new suit, a wool suit, and those wool balls are on the suit, and I can't wear it now. If you want to buy a name at Bays, I keep you the gleamy. That's a Chibur. It comes off like this. Frank Dakash, I don't know, out of left field. I don't think he has a terrace. What's a terrace, Rebosa? I want you to give a terrace. The terrace is, goes back to our Binyan Shabbos. The different types of Makab HaPadish. The Makab HaPadish of what's called Hachsharas Kli, that requires a Chibur. It means it was mamish time. Now you want to undo it. But the Makab HaPadish that he said, well, no. It was what we called a, what was the other word that we used there? A Gemar Malacha kind of a thing, a different word. A Gemar Malacha, which is a Tikkun Kli Bifnei Atzmo, it would be chai even without a chibur. That's just one more horror. The chibas ha-seif I wanted to mention to you. Mwah! A beautiful seif of pituche chosu. Gewaldig. Tremendous. Now we go to other svara. Other svara. Other svara. Oh. In the Sefer, am I still in the Sefer? I'm sorry, I think I'm still in Pituche Chosu. Hold on a second. I take it back, I'm still here. I'm now in the back of the Sefer. I'm sorry. Move from the front to the back, I think. I apologize. I prematurely closed the Sefer. All the way in the back, Pikkei Havraga. This is in the back. This is called Kitzur Halachos. Screw caps. In footnote Kuf Nun Dalet, he says that Reb Shlomo Zalman said before, why you got to make a hole in this thing? Why? It's not a kli. He tainis that even if it would be considered a kli, it's usher to open it up anyway. Why? You're changing it from Kli A to Kli B. You're changing from Kli A to Kli B, which he considers to be a violation. Until now, it kept the soda very fresh. No fizz was lost. You can have a Coca-Cola bottle for 3 months. If it's until you open it, it'll stay. The minute you open it, 3 days, it's gone. So until I had a kli which kept the fizz in indefinitely. Now I have a kli which goes on and off easily. Each, you can't have both. So you change it from kli A to kli B. That itself is an issue of making a kli. Ad kan kuf nun dal. I ask you, gentlemen, where in Shas does it say this is true? Where in Shas does it say it's us to make something from kli A into kli B? Yes. Okay, that's a possibility. You make a hole. So you make a hole, so then you change it to the kli. Possible. But one could say the hole is a separatist. We spoke about this before. Making the hole is itself a prohibition. That's not a raya berurah. Let's go on. Where does it say? Where does it say? So in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says it. Open up your, since you have your Shemir Shabbos in front of you, still open up. This is in Perek Tes. Thank you. Gevaldik. In Perek Tes, Ha'ara Zayin. Look at the Rashi of Shlomo Zalman. Shamati Perek of Shlomo Zalman. The Avshe Psichas HaKufsa Mekalkeles HaSkulas HaShimur. The gamis efsharis lahavaris ha'ochem i'ir li'ir mikomakom b'zeshem mishanes. This is the last line on page 8. Shemishanes shimush ha'kli li'os ha'roi la'hotzi la'achlis shapir choshev ka'os ha'kli. So Shlomo Zalman said it. Not only Rabbi Weiss or Pinchas Weiss, who's a goyin olam, I'm sure, but Shlomo Zalman is a generation two before him. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said it. So now I'm really under. How did Rabbi Shlomo Zalman know it's true? I used to say it's a primary source, okay? Now, if this is the case, if Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is right in this Nakuda, then there's no need for him to answer opening screw top caps because it wasn't the Kli until now. Even if it were a Kli until now, it'd still be Asr. Could you change it from one kind of clique that holds in the fizz, another kind of clique that opens it up? That's why I thought originally Rabbi Shlomo Zalman didn't hold from that, but I see in Ora Zayin, apparently, he does hold from it. Now, indeed, in footnote Kuf Pei Zayin, in this Sefer Pituchei Chosam, he asks what we call today the milk containers. The new plastic milk stuff. You know how it works? All the chavi straw that comes our way, and regular milk also. You have a little thing on top of plastic. What the fuck is plastic? And there's a little thing that sticks out, and you pull around. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Water. Good thing for bottled water. But that's the bottled water that is being held up right there. You know how you can't open it at the beginning. There's a plastic on the bottom. And you took it off. That's also us. Lechor, it's very similar to the screw off cap, because you can't pull it off like this. You got to pull this. It's exactly the same thing with Pashas. I saw that comparison in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Tes Siv Yud Ches. He makes a similar comparison. Also, the harfet is a pasa. Also, michome matachti hamechaber v'solgi v'sa mixer shel kupso im a kupso atzma. Come up with Kufsa's Quaker. What's Quaker? Quaker Rose. They had this kind of the same kind of idea, a similar idea. The Kemish Ham Mixei Ma'afar Da Somina Kufsa Nefach Lekli Rol the Shamish Shukim Mixer. Pretty sense. But guess what, gentlemen? Rav Shlomo Zalman changed his mind. Rav Shlomo Zalman changed his mind. And he made a distinction, Bisof Yomov, between plastic and metal. Plastic is mutter, metal is asur. Now, before we go any further, how are they made today? This is plastic. How are they made today? Bisman Hazer. Baruch Hashem. Is there any metal? Grape juice. No, ketam grape juice is still metal. No? Someone told me they switched this a month ago. Last year? Oh, 2 years ago? There's so from Rabosai. Wine is still? All wine is metal? A wine in Eretz Yisrael. They still have. Gershitz is also still metal. What's the difference? It's a Shlomazan. Very simple. He says he looked at how these things are made. And the difference how they're made. In fact, in plastic, they make the pkak. It's made, here, this thing. This was made originally, I can't show you, it was made together with one piece, and they somehow jammed it on. So it was a kli before, as opposed to the metal, which was a flat piece of metal, and it was just pushed down. That's one distinction. We'll see what Rav Shlomo Zalman's lashon inside. That's one distinction. It's not found yet. This is Shmira Shabbos, Chelek Gimel. Can you pay me the Chelek Gimel? I think it's on there. Chelek Gimel. And many other sources as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Ksavim all over the place. And Shulchan Shlomo, and Mincha Shlomo, and all over. But let's read it first in the Shmira Shabbos Gimel. Here we go. Akim pkaka bragan asakulo lefne arkavala bakbuk pkaksha plastic. Ho vatabasha bikotze. O lefne a psicha niker. Should dover nifra mikufa pkak. Veniker a dovish osti raksha betchila. Yehe royal eskira muchletes. Vishye niker a mishu posach also. Nere de mutter. Kevin de masha hoye betchila nisha raksha belia tabasa achmona. Shares a tluyabo. Rowanus at Tabas Kad Boko shall tit o shava. Kevin Shigam Liachara, brother Hoshe Pikak Havraga, Rakiv Sidis of Shara shall skira muchletes, etc. This is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Peri in Chelagimah or Samachal. What exactly did he say over here? What's he driving at? Rabosa, what exactly did he say? What do you say? Plastic is mutter, metal is awesome. Why? I read you the whole thing. It's found in many other places. Who could explain to me Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's opinion? This maskana. And plastic is mutter and metal is awesome. Yes. Not because I said. I said before the plastic is made in the factory as a cup, right? And then it was stooped on, and the metal was just flattened on the barrel. That's not what he says, huh? I read that somewhere else. I'm not sure where I thought of that tzvara. But maybe there are ridges in the plastic and no ridges in the metal. Is that true?
No.
Rabosai, I have a recommendation. Since the time for shiur is up. And tomorrow, as we're ending this, we have to finish this. So, I mean, we spent a whole week, but it's very important. So if someone has any suggestions as to what Rav Shlomo Zalman really meant in this distinction, let me know. And tomorrow I want to finish up the... I have quite a number of things left from the old Maamar Komos. There's a Mogen Avraham, which I added, which I don't know if all of you saw, it's an important about Pesik Reisha. Well, interesting, and a few other small things. I hope to start, if I can, the next Malacha tomorrow, maybe, but no guarantee. The next Malacha is Mechaveh Umavir. Someone who doesn't get their Maamar Komos, the Sugya of Kuf Chof Amud Aleph from the bottom of the Mishnah with the Gemara Amud Beis. With the Tosfos, that's for tomorrow's Maamar Komos. But I'm going to aim to have the leftovers only as one little point, which actually relates a little bit to the next topic, if I can get that far today. We'll try. So I have to say that I miss. You know, sometimes you just read something into something. I was guilty of that. You may recall, I think I should open up Mishnah Brewer again. I'll just start from there. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph. And I told you that it was me against the whole world. And I claimed to have an ally in the footnote to the Beis Yosef. I we can't. He's not a full ally. I guess I read it into him, because when you have your own nachshavas, you read it to other people. I read it again this morning, I saw not quite what I had said. Let's review again. The Mechaba has two lashonas in Shin Yudalet Sif Aleph. He first talks about a nekev yofeh, and the next line he talks about a nekev ba'alma. Conventional wisdom is two different things. Nekev yofeh and nekev ba'alma. Prima Godim says so explicitly, and he goes as far as to say that nekev yofeh and nekev ba'alma are so different that they're different on the Doraisa level. On a nekev yofeh is chayiv even if not lahakas of the hotzi, whereas nekev ba'alma requires, as the Gemara puts it here in Kufen Vav, lahakas of the hotzi. And with this, he starts with a question, a steer between Sif Aleph and Sif Vav. He understands that Nekev Ha'alma is also referring only to that very line, is referring to a Shlema, not to a Mustaki. Nekev Ha'alma is Mutter B'Mustaki, only Nekev Yof is also B'Mustaki. So it explains the Prima Godem. Whereas in Sif Vav, he claims it's Mashaf HaKert. In Sif Vav, with the Mechabes and Stam, L'Nokva B'Tzida Shal Ben Shal Chavis Ben Shal Magufa, Osir. Can't make a hole, and not in the chavas, not in the magufa. Now, what's with mustaki? So either the question is that stam says no difference, makes no distinction. So presumably refers to every kind of chavas, or you can add a little knetch. Maybe he means a chavas is made of the same material as a magufa, which is not the ideal material. The magufa and mustaki are shvacha materials. I'm not sure which way he's driving, but that's what he comes up with, the steer. And to answer this steer is a very shvera teretz. Now shvera teretz, I mean, I can't blame the Prima Godem. He's stuck with his kasha. So he's stuck with his kasha. He gives the teretz. The teretz is that it really depends on what you have in mind. In other words, if it's referring to a mustaki, it's really mutter. We say, but it depends if you say l'shleimo, if you say this, if you say that. I'm going to read you his lashon. I can't even say it over properly, because I'm not convinced exactly what he means, but I think he deserves some of the fair hearing of having his words read to you. This is in Shin Yud Dalet, I gotta repeat, in the Mishpatel Zov, end of Sifkot and Vov. Read the words together. Because at Tzarech Yin Tuva, the Mechaba Kan Pasak Dafka Be Magufa Shari Lamala, right, this is in Sif Vov, Lo Bechavis Atzmo, right, Sif Vov is Matan Mechavis, and the implication is, and this is the there's a Prima Godem Hamavua. Rabbi Simon Shlita is the one who introduced me to the Sefer. Simon's coming today. Hikonu. It's a big schus to be able to read from the Sefer that he told me about today in Shia. And he has a Prima Godem Hamavua where he has it for his own print. Again. Dafka b'magufa shara l'malav alova v'chavis atzvo. That's Prima Godem. Small print. Af b'mustaki. That's his own beer. In Kenneth Day and Chilik Beneka Ben Shlema the Mustaki. Whereas in Sif Aleph, the Prima Godem understood there is a difference between Shlema and Mustaki. But Tzarek Lomar, the Nekev, Av Sha'omer Befeirush, Vidato Lishvira, Osiru Beshlema. Pirush on the bottom. Mashenke Ben Mustaki, Imdata Befeirush Lishvira, Mutalasos Nekev. So he sees the kavanas of mechavah that b'mustaki mutal lishbar af im osa nekev mashenken b'shleima the osa lasas nekev af im datal lishavra the tzarachim. He made it a kimta kind of a teretz. Depends what you say b'feirish. You say b'feirish, right? Then I'm saying b'feirish is l'shem shvira, l'shem yuchud. It's a shvira. It's not a nekev. It's still osa b'shleima, but it's mutal b'mustaki. That's his compromise. Out of nowhere. I saw in the Tosefet Shabbos, that we have the same Tosefet Shabbos from the library. I looked it up. He has another teretz which is so difficult that the parish in the bottom, he also the parish in the bottom. Siyunim, he says, well, it doesn't really mean what he seems to be saying. Again, they get that stuck with this kasha because they don't know how to, it's a tremendous kasha. How do you get out of this problem? It's a major problem. He writes in Sif Aleph, Eino ose anekev lahotzi ayayim. That's why it's okay, but mustaki. In fact, it's yunim. Then what's he doing? Well, he's getting out the wine, but he doesn't mean it, what he calls bekvius. But again, there's no hint to any of this, anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, nowhere. So I quote it to you that I have on my side the footnote to the Beis Yosef. And I misquoted him. I make mistakes, I misquoted him. I wanted it, you read into things. Here he says as follows, he quotes the Prima Godim, the Kasha, tremendous Kasha. Lule Devrayim Ayanira. I jumped. An alternative. Lule Devrayim. The Farish. The Mashakosav Atur of Afilu the Nokva. Lo Koy Ashvira the Shlema the Samachle. Ella Maida Posar Atur. The Ain Steer Bechavis Mustaki. That's what I said. That part I quoted accurately. But then in my own mind, I finished the sentence to myself. And how do you get out of the words? Right, this question was maybe asked yesterday. What's neck of Yofe? What's neck of Yalma? So he says, differently than I did, Umikomakom also the Nokva. Listen carefully, Rabosai. Neck of Yofe. Shiyel a Pesach la Hakness of the Hotzi. Vial Zekosa va Filu neck of Alma. She'eino la Hakness of the Hotzi. Osir. So although he does agree. He does agree I agree with him. He says first that when it says I feel that neck of is referring not only to the shlema the samachle but to the mustaki from before. That was his breakthrough against the prima godim and the Tosefta Shabbos and the whole literature. But in explaining the words of neck of Yalma versus neck of Yofe, he says neck of Yofe is the hakness of the hotzi. Nekav Yalma is without Lachas Alahotzi. To me, that's difficult. Because the words Lachas Alahotzi aren't found anywhere. Nowhere. He's not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch. How can it be referring to a non-existent concept? You mean, if you learn Shas, Kuf Mem Vav, you see it's such a concept. But the Mechabes didn't teach us Shas. He's supposed to be a self-contained paragraph. What do you mean, Lachas? Who's Lachas? What's Alahotzi? Who ever heard of it? That's why I didn't part was bothered me. So I thought the pshat we said was correct, which is apparently original, okay, for better or worse, which is that Nekev Alma and Nekev Yav is one and the same. One and the same thing. The word Nekev Yav is not found anywhere in Shas, it's found in Rashi, and it's found in the Gemara Nekev or Pesach, only in contrast to Ayin Yofer. So Nekev Yofer and Nekev Alma is Hayin Noach, it's one and the same. It's the same thing? It's exactly the same thing. So why is it, what kind of lashon is this? Vafiliyesh banekev uvalim. Where am I? I'm reading the word perfectly. Vafil nekev v'yalma also linkavam mechadosh. It means as opposed to a shvira, because in shvira is also out to stira gemura. Nekev v'yalma. Yeah, that same nekev yalma from before. Nekev v'yalma. Even though there's no shvira, it's still aser. Aser where? Aser both by shlema and by mustaki. Why? What the reason for all these dinim are? So we also put there a bottom if it's not lachas lahotzi, and the rice if it is lachas lahotzi, it's also anyway. But that concept is not an integral part of the definition of what's called nekav yalma and the pesach, which you said before, the nokva nekav yofa. Same thing. That's what we want to suggest. Now, if this is correct, Rabosai, we can revisit for a moment a soda can pesach. Now, I always thought the soda can Pesach was Emes V'yatav and Issa Gomer, which I explained to you by Richus. Why? Because it was Skavin to make Pesach Yafa. I suddenly realized last night, what Pesach Yafa? According to the Prima Godin, which is accepted by everything, 99%, everybody, I didn't say what to argue the Prima this, but this is the Kudu. Everyone I saw in print has Pesach Yafa and Nekav V'yalma, two different kinds. The Binyan Shabbos has a whole Richus about it. Others allude to it, Prima Godin clearly states it. We're saying now, a Chiddush is no such thing. So they're one kind of nekev. So now my whole Torah sort of fell apart. I was assuming all along, ooh, a specialized kind of a shape. What did you say the beer guys have? Wide what? Wide mouth. Ooh, wide mouth. Not $1 million advertising campaign. Wide mouth. Right? Whatever it may be, the beer guzzles with their wide mouth or big mouth, whatever you want to call it. But it says, Gavaldik, Geschmack. Specialized. And you want that. You want to be able to drink it down without being too much, too little, too big, too small, too wide, too narrow. By Medvar Amur, the concept of Pesach Yofa exists, which the Prima Godim avers, it does exist. Then I haven't had one bit of charata from what he said yesterday. Has to be awesome. But if it doesn't exist, if it doesn't exist, then I'm wondering. Then I'm wondering. Now I begin to understand what Shlomo Zalman said. Lishita, so I don't understand what he's saying. But Lishita Seinu, that there's no such thing as a Pesach Yofet in contrast to a Pesach Stam, I can begin to understand what he says. Look, what do you want from the guy? He has a can. They made this kind of easy way to open it up. That's the easiest way for him to open. You want to make him, you want to chai him to open it in a crazy way? If, I would say yes, the crazy way is not a Pesach Yofet. This is a Pesach Yofet. But what we're saying now is no such thing as Pesach Yofet. Any Pesach that is used as an opening is by definition called a Pesach, called Yofa, called Nadiyava, called Baalma, called whatever you want. It's all the same thing. So maybe, a quant, if you're willing to go out on a limb with me against the Prima Gadam and everybody else, you have a tzadhet. Maybe. I'm still not completely sure. Because Rabbi Tzvi and Abba Shaul said, you have no head that you can do it in a manner where there's no Pesach Yofa. Is there a way? Is there a way? Well, now it's like Pesach Yofa, it's all the same thing. Oh, there is still a way. What the guys do in camp, that they were talking about, this tiny little hole. Because a tiny little hole, what? No. What are you saying? What does that mean?
No.
Pull the whole thing off? He asks that too? The way that David described yesterday, he's doing camp, and some days they take a little opening, right, and start pouring out a little bit, to have it spritz out and come out. And that has an advantage. If you make a small opening, it's impossible to happen to the whole tea. You can't even stick a straw in. It's right. Am I correct that some of these people have a hole that is even too thin to put a? So that's the hole, but you can't even put a straw in. maybe you could say, take a can open, open the top. That's not called a Pesach at all. That's called Ayin Yafeh. Mat is the Rosh Besayif. I don't even know if you took a plain can open, you open tuna fish, will that open this kind of can, or does the ridgel get in the way? You can? I don't know. Let's try it. Next time, go try it. Okay, I'm making an assignment. Try it. You take a cold can, and see if you can open with a regular can. I'm not mechuyev. You know, maybe you could say, take a can open, open the top. That's not called a Pesach at all. That's called Ayin Yofer. Mat is the Rosh Pesayif. I don't even know, if you took a plain can open and you open tuna fish, will that open this kind of can, or does the ridge get in the way? You can? I don't know, let's try it. Next time, go try it. Okay, well, I'm making an assignment. Try it, you take a Coke can, and see if you can open it with a regular can opener, which opens tuna fish. I'm not sure it's going to work. And I don't have a can opener yet. I want my cola. So if I have, I'm more known to the huckle a little bit based upon our new insight, but I'm still chicken to be making the mice, because after all, probably we're all wrong. There's probably something wrong with our analysis. Probably the Prima Gottam is right. So therefore, I stick with my Yisra from before. But I have a little bit more a possibility of Heta than we had before we realized this new idea. That's point one for today. Point two for today was pointed out to me. The Chazonish in Sifkot Yudche says what I said. Rosh Kivanti. I didn't know. At the Mishnah Berurah is required for the Fnei Orochim, literally. So he said what? My words. It says, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. He goes beyond, he's much smarter than me. So the Gemara is against him. Because the Gemara here asks on Kuf Mem Vav, look at the Gemara, he's right. The Gemara says, Meisvei. Rashbag Omer, maybe Adam Chava Shiyayin, who matters Rosh HaBesayif. Number one, left out the word Lefnei Orchim. And number two, it had to leave it out because the previous case not doing Orchim. See, Orchim is Avdavka. It's a stark Araya. The Rambam's lush is a little bit schwer, but okay. Cannot go to Shtaka Raya. Now we go to our Pekak Havraga. Okay, everybody pay attention now. Our last go at this one. At the screw-up caps. What do you call screw? Twist-off caps, whatever they're called. Mutter Aras. So we have to get to Rav Shlomo Zalman's opinion. He's the Rosh of Adabram here. So, we mentioned that he asked it originally. And then he starts talking about possibilities of heter. Let's first understand the issue before we get to the possibility of heter. So the issue I found in Shmir Shabbos, we read it together in Shias, the Perek Tes Sif Yud Zayin. Alright, that's what we saw. We saw the footnote Samach Alpha from Shlomo Zalman. And in Shulchan Shlomo, they have a collection of all of his writings of why he's answering these caps. And I'll give you a synopsis of what they quote here. If you want to look it up, it's in Simon Shin Yudalib, Sif Kotten Tes / Dalit. Tess is divided itself into 9 or 10 parts. It's a biggie. So here he writes as follows. The following highlights, which I didn't point out before. He, number one, compares it to a kotem kisim, right, when you shape a toothpick. We are chayiv, you know, you throw it out right away. And he says, don't bother with Kabbalah's tumah. Don't mix in with Kabbalah's tumah. Because he thinks that this little cap here, this Powerade, this cap, even after you remove it, is still not Mekabel Tumah. That's what he says. I don't know why. I'm not expert in Mekabel Tumah. Afal Pikein Yechayev and Shabbos anyway. What about Pshut De Kliyeh? I think Rabbi Shechtesh mentioned as an example. He mentioned the same example. You mean if you make Pshut De Kliyeh, you're not Chayev and Shabbos? He says, the same thing applies over here. And look at the Gemara Kufchav Gimel, that compares Shabbos to Tumah, it doesn't nothing to do with that. Kamuvan. Not Muvan Lee. I don't know why. What's all Muvan about? We'll come back to that a little bit later today, I hope. That's good. That's point number one. Point number two. And again, until now he's assuming that it wasn't the Kli at all until you open it up. That's why it's comparable to a plain blunt piece of wood that you fashioned into a toothpick. Point number two is the second critical point, which is a chiddush I mentioned yesterday. Let's assume it is a kli, which I want to assume. So I thought, it's a kli, I'm home free. No, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you mentioned already yesterday in a different place. You make a kli and you change it, you chayv it out making a kli. He gives the following example. I have a toothpick, and this toothpick can fit into this big hole between my two front teeth. Some people have bigger holes. Now I want to get something out of the hole between my two back teeth. That's a much smaller hole. So I whittle down the toothpick more. Says the Shlomo Zalman Yechayev. I was a kli before, it's a kli now. Before it was good only for the front two teeth. Now it's good only for the back two teeth. And the two are not interchangeable. It's still Chayev of making a new kli. That's Vadayos. And then there's a Mishnah Matan point three. You'll say, I make this Powerade cover so it's jammed on so tight until I remove it from the ring, it's useless as a cover to go on and off of a bottle of this width. Fetum Shlema Zalman, I'll buy a different bottle, which is a millimeter narrower. And for that it can work. Nah, we don't take that into account. And even though, he says, it was made wide and then shut tight in the factory, made narrower, once they shut it tight, bottle me menu shame pkak. It's not a pkak at all. You know what it is? It's just a cover of the Powerade bottle. It's not an independent entity. It's just Shavu Yisra Doraisa. This is a summation of Shulchan Shlomo here in Shin Yudalit Tes / Down. Now, plastic came about, I said, first it came about in the Chela Gimel, and then it talks about it, it's quoted in the Binyan Shabbos, and in the Shulchan Shlomo. I'll give you the kitzur. What I told you yesterday is the Binyan Shabbos, the very last page of the book, Shin Chof Aleph, a letter from Shlomo Zalman in the 90s. He said what I told you, that the metal is fashioned on top of the, they clamp it down on top of the bottle, where the plastic was made independently before they even got to the bottle. That's what I told you yesterday. In Chela Gimel, they said, well, plastic is considered to be a kakaf roga, and the ring is like tit v'shava, which got stuck on it. So what does all that mean? So in Shulchan Shlomo, in Tes / Hey, he adds a word of explanation. There he says, well, I don't know if these facts are true. He says in a plastic one, the bottom ring is immediately discernible as being something separate before you open it, and that's why he says it is okay. It's considered that it's considered a pkak havraga from the beginning. See, it's a mixture of all kinds of factors over here. I think he needs them all to be mati. Number one, it existed before it was slapped on in the factory. You know, the metal, just they took a piece of flat metal and boom. Never existed as a cover until it was made too tight to move, where the plastic existed independently. Number two, it has to be noticeable. And number three, we can then view the ring as something independent, something separate. That's what he says. I don't know. That's what he says. I thought that's considered to be a kli even when it's sealing the thing shut tight. It just didn't bother me that the metal was like this, and it was, and I ever saw a factory, assuming this metal's like this, and then boom, they make it down. That's still a clean. Right now, it's keeping the soda fizz in. That itself is considered to be a clean. And I told you before, I didn't find anywhere in Shas, it's us to make from one clean into another. Despite of Shlomo Zalman says, he said it beferish. I didn't find it anywhere. I just didn't see it. What we can find is if you fix something, there's a kuntras called Shomer Shabbos Kados, written by someone who learned once in a yeshiva many years ago. It's now in Meir Shorim, I believe, Rabbi Hoffman. And he wrote a cool kuntras, which I once had got at the library. And Shlomo Zalman, I think, wrote to him back and forth. They were both in the same sort of asering it. He all wanted to ask even plastic, if I'm not mistaken. And he goes through Shas. Any little tikkun is enough to be Chai Makabe Patish. You have a needle, it's bent a little bit, and you straighten it out, you already makam patish. The rice of the rabbanim. But yes, that proves nothing. A bent needle is broken. Much broken, a little broken. You can call it, you can call this broken? When I bought this Powerade, I had a broken cover on top. It wasn't broken. It was doing great, holding in the freshness of the material. Not called broken. So the change from one thing to the other, who said it's us? Who said? So I wanted to show you the sefer called the Shabbos Kitchen. He has by Richas Gedola here, oh, tremendous, in Perek Tes Vav, footnote 9 and 10, the 15th chapter of this opening food packages book. He has mamish, he has basically over a page on his own Nakuda. The biggest highlight of it, they go back and forth, he said this, he said this, he. tells a story. You have to go on all the things. It could be Matik, he quotes different poskim. Rav Yaakov Fisher, he quotes, and he quotes all kinds of different stories. Rav Vosner in his Haskamas, which Kuntrus Shomer Shabbos Kadas. Right? There are many different poskim. Many poskim. Again, if so, Yaakov Fisher's Matarit, Kinyan Torah, Tzitzel Yez, the Mishnah Alochas, Yechav Adas. That's what Yechav Adas, that's what I always thought. Yechav Adas says it was a kli, it is a kli. Vray Yoshua, Lahoras Nosen. Ooh, he's a B'nai Brak, Rav Gishtetna. They don't like that at all. In the Kodesh, he was Matarit. All right, but so they saw in the Nachal Zeret, the whole, they didn't like it at all. Oh. Zuchurani shepamachas yashavti etel moron agram feinshin zatzal b'shalashudis. Come on, guys, this really happened. B'shachu liftoach habakbukim shal soda erev Shabbos. Nu. V'oma moron zatzal. Nu. Sheyasu nekev apkak v'chakach yiftuchu. Hear that, Eitz? The Yafa Pishis, the fact pick tas al etzazu, the Aliba, the Apostkin, the Sarva, the Havikli, Kodesh Apostko, holy to do so sickly are their nekev, Vosim and the Rabbana. Mikomakom Odif came, Milaklis, Atom, Lakshash, he said the rice of Lidach Shitas. He's taking less of a chance. I'm not sure if Moshe said all this, or he's just giving Pshat in the Maisarah. That I thought was fascinating. Kerabosai, this takes care of the. What does late Sforum say? But let's go back to the original. Is there an Isser to change from one Klee to another? What does it say in Shas? So I'm grateful, I'm indebted to the Bala Mechaber Nachal Zered, who is a Machmir in every single thing, a mummish 400 pages of Chumris, straight from B'nai Brak. Excuse me, 320 something. Alright? But he has a cooler here. He has a cooler. He's the Alexander Rebbe son-in-law. And in fact, again, Rabbi Simon, this actually belongs. L'Hashem HaRazlo Baruch Chaim Simon. Wow. Rabbi Simon Sefer. Meridik. Okay? But I found something very important there towards the end of the Sefer. Reish Nun Tes. I think he brings Raya's Beruas that I'm right. That changing from one Kli to another is not an Isser. That was the Ma'amokam I added. Beitza. Daf Lamed Beizam and Aleph. What's there? It says in the Mishnah, "Ein pochasin es haner nipneishu osek kli." Okay, what does that mean? So the Rambam writes in the Pirush of Mishnayis, he tells you exactly what this means. But they used to, the word "ner" used to be in a bowl. It was a bowl which held oil. It is, you know, from other places in Sefer Shabbos. That's all it was. Says the Eliga Rambam, "Ner yadua." V'haneiros shalahem ayu osan osan zugos v'chotchen also osan acharasi osan. They made into a two at a time and they cut down the middle. It was like a ball and they cut down the middle. Now they have two bowls. From one bowl, you have two bowls. Shine. Now the Gemara has over here in the same daf in Beit Salam and Beis ilfasin charonios or ironios. You have the kinds of pans that they had in the cities. Tahoros b'oal ha'meisu t'meos b'masa ha'zav. So it's mekabel tuma. Masa ha'zav. It's a kli. Rebbe Lezer b'm tzadik omer af tahoros b'masa ha'zav. Fish l'ling b'm alachta. It's not a kli. And the Gemara here equates b'feirish a kli in tuma with a kli in Shabbos. Man tana de psichas ner monehu. Gemara says tuma. Name it's a mekabel tuma. Beferish, an equation between Tumah and Shabbos. But a machlokas Tanakama, Rabosai, a machlokas Tanakama, and Rashbag, and Tanakama, Rabbi Lezer Brook Tzadok, with respect to Alphasin, Charonios, or Ironios. The machlokas comes from a Mishnah in Adios. And the Pirush of Mishnayah says, Rabosai, in Adios. Sounds like the exact same thing as Ner. Frek the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gaudim's parish on Shas. What's going on over here? What's the difference between the Ilfus and Charonios, which is a Machlokas HaTanoim, and the Ner, which is no Machlokas in our Mishnah? He answers based upon the Yerushalmi. That the Tanakama of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, who says it's Tumeos, but Masa Zav, you know why? It's Yerushalmi. This pan, before they split it in half and use it as a pan, they would eat on it. I guess he had this a double pan with flat surfaces here and there, and they would eat on it. They'd have a barbecue, a grill. They'd go and you know, it's been known to happen here. They go out on the grill, and then they have this pan, which is now a sealed pan on both sides. That's two flat surfaces. They would eat on top of the flat surface. There, I don't know what they're hot dogs, whatever they would eat. That's what's makabel tumah. And that's why it's no easier to slice it in half and make it from a reversible kind of a plate, with a plate on two sides, into a pan that you can cook it with an actual toch, with an actual volume, area of air inside of it. That's considered to be mutter. As opposed to a nair, which was, I guess, round on the outside, had absolutely no use whatsoever before you slice it down the middle. Says the Nachal Zeret, wait a minute! It's become a foolish in the Sroel Shosef that a kli which is changed from one use to another, that's not called an Isser on Shabbos. That's exactly what's going on in the Sugya. That's exactly what's happening. And there, the problem is what? You may have something which has no use, something which has a use. Ilfas and Charanios had a use, now you're making it to a different use. And Alpha became its mutter. Because it was Mekabel Tumah from the beginning, and if you didn't change its status in Nichos Tumah, it's not Nisar and Shabbos either. What a breakthrough, Rabbi Osai. What a breakthrough. Now it's a different use than before. Now it's a pan. Before only served it just to eat, to put your hot dogs on. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And therefore, even though he writes that it's more, it's better. Why? Because the Meiri writes in the Masechta Nida Daf Hei Amud Beis. Interesting, you have a kiyas in our Meiri. And Nida Daf Hei Amud Beis, the Meiri writes, how can it be? Such a tremendous change from the kind of a plate they can put your hot dogs on to a pan they can, I don't know, you can use to make scrambled eggs. I don't know whether, who knows what? Says the Meiri, you know why it's mutter? Because they had a srita gedola v'amuka. When they put these two things together, there was a very noticeable groove between this side and this side. So they would break it by the groove, and then there's a totally radically new use. It used to be like a plain flat plate. Now it has an actual volume in it. You can pour water into it. Totally different use. It's a clay kibbutz. Before it wasn't a clay kibbutz. Half up again, it's mutter because of this groove. Says the Nachal Zered, how much more so? Over here, there's a groove, and it's basically doing the same thing. Before it was preserving the content, and now it's preserving the content. Only one difference. Before it's preserving in a permanent fashion, keep the fizzing for a month, and you couldn't go up and down, on and off. Now you can go on and off, and it's not preserving it so well. But that's obviously more, those two usages are more similar to each other than a plate and a frying pan. It's mutter b'kal v'chomer. So argues the sefer. Nachal Zeret. He brings a riot. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Dalet, that it's also the Ftoach HaSaner, and yet he passes when it comes to Ilfasin, that's Mekabel Tumah. Wait a second. If it's Mekabel Tumah, it should be Mutter opening on Yontif. It's Mefurash Gemara and Beitza. He has quotes a quote that's Kasha from the Rishon LeTzion by the Baal Orach Chaim HaKadosh. That's that Kasha. Here's the answer on both sides. It's mutter to open up an ilfis like the Yerushalmi because it's different than there. There's a use from before. And it's not only is it a Ramba, but the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva say the same thing here. More than that, because even if it's a Machlokas HaTanakam and Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Tzadok or a Shemim Gamliel and Adius, he thinks everyone would agree by the Pekak for the reason that the usage is more similar to each other. They're arguing by the ilfis and Chavanas with the totally dissimilar usages. That is a machlokas. But in this kind of a bottle cap, he thinks it would be mutter l'chol ha'deis. And even the Rishonim who don't learn like the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva and the Rambam might agree in the case of the bottle cap. Wow. Wow. He has a problem, though. I'm giving you now from the Sefer Nachazer. His problem is, maybe it should be considered a soser. Why? Until I open it, it can hold a physic for 3 months. Once I open it, it loses its physic in 3 days. So if I killed it, I destroyed it, is no, that's not considered an Easter of soser. Why? He quotes from Chazon Ish, Omed Listar is no Easter stira. Remember that? The old style monotvira. It's meant to be flipped up from that can, from that bottle cap. There's no problem of steam. Oh. Then he goes beyond this and says, a chiddush gadol ma'od, his own chiddush nachazeret, like nobody else. You remember, we had a Tosefta, Mishnah Berurah quoted, we saw, I think, just yesterday, that you can rip up, mentioned from the very beginning of the summer, you can rip the or me'al pnei achavos. Tosefta and Beitzah. Why? We have to use the Korer, it's so many chiddushim, Mishnah Berurah, this chiddush, it's positive, not negative, and the chazish is derech sicha, and the Alter Rebbe said there's no kriya when it comes to leather. Yeah? Here's his own pshat. Own original pshat. Is if you look carefully, look at the Mishnah Berurah on the Maran Makovis, open the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem, Rebosai. Sivkot Mem. Shin Yudalam. Sivkot Mem. This goes on the famous Sifah of Kol Solos. You can move, open up that kind of a basket, but it's like Shover Agoza. He says at the end, Umachseles Shetofrim Bo Paris, Mistapik Aprimagodim, Idome Lechol Solos. What's the suffix? Says that Nachal Zered is on page Reish Samachdal. This is to the end of the Sefer. He says, you know what? It's like this. The only time in the Easter of Korea, and presumably he thinks Soser as well, is by Kalin. By Kalin. That's the assumption of this suffix. Is this Machtelas a Kli or not a Kli? If it is a Kli, is it a Korea? Soser, if not, not. How does he, that's what he suggests. Here's another Prima Godin. In the Eishel Avrom, Shin Yud Zayin Tzivkot M'chof. You know what he says? You need 3x3 Tzvachim. 3x3 tefachim is a kli's mekabel tumah, he can't rip it. It's less than 3x3 tefachim, perhaps no Easter of Korea. How do you like that for a chiddush? That could be helpful to us. That's 3x3 tefachim, it's pretty big. This Maran Makom machine is barely 3x3 tefachim. Any less than that, maybe not quoted, this may not be an Easter of Korea, it's not considered to be a kli. A chiddush. And he says, this is the svara which we spoke about a long time ago called Heter of Psikas Tolosh from the Shiboli Haleka and other sources, the base source, of course, in Shin Yud Zayin. It's not a kli, there's nothing wrong with ripping it. And he got this Wapa Chiddush number 2. A covering is not a kli. He quotes 2 Mishnayos in Kalim. I looked it up. Perek Tazayin, Mishnah Ches, Perek Chavov, Mishnah Vov. That a leather which is covering something is tar. It's not considered to be a kli. Aye, we had Rav Shlomo Zalman's ad absurdum argument. What about Pshutei Kliyets? Also not Mekabel Tumah. And yet, you can't make it or break it on Shabbos? Says the Nachal Zered, Pshutei Kliyets is Xeris HaKosov. Whereas this has this din, that a covering is not a Kli, that's a Svara. It's not important enough to be a Kli. That's the weak point of his argument. That's the weak point. I guess, I have no idea if it's Tumah Vatara better. But this is it demonstrates its lack of chashivus. That's what he says. Interesting chidushim gedolah ma'od in the sefer Nachal Zered. Oh, okay, now I'm going to give you a little bit of the, we've spoken until now about this wonderful Sefer wrote towards the end of the Sefer, Reish and Tess and on. I'm now going to give you a summation of what he wrote on page Mem Beis and on, for those who want to look it up. Mem Beis and on. But before I do that, one quick reference to the Gemara in Kuf Chav Dal. It talks about what Kli is Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah. He says, if you throw it out, Does that make a difference? You plan to throw it out. Kuf Chav Dalet, it says a kli gomer ba'ashpa is considered to be a kli for muktzah purposes. And muktzah and the Kabbalah's tumah are equated in Kol HaKelim. So it's A equals B equals C. So muktzah, Kabbalah's tumah, and kli for binyan kelim is all in the same parasha. So he wants to suggest that maybe a can is considered to be a kli, even if it's going to be thrown out, maybe, because it has some intrinsic strength, as opposed to a bag. A bag, a potato bag, is garnished. That's what he wants to suggest, based on the Gemara Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? He thinks. He quotes Rias that the Poskim will hold this way. That you can't always equate Shabbos with Kabbalah's Tumah. Because Shabbos is a Melechus Machsheves. So Melechus Machsheves, even if you throw it out, maybe you are Chayev. Kabbalah's Tumah, but what knocks out Melechus Machsheves? Tafel Lehaochel, Reb Moshe Tzvara, if that applies. Tafel Ochel may only apply to Shomer, which it makes it because it's going to make it more right. It's two separate and distinct Tzvaras. You can't make a comparison. If you want to look up his page, Kuf, Pei, Zayin, and Ches, and that's safe. But now, just again, Bekitzer, what he writes in Sefer Nachal Zera at the beginning of the book, Mem Beis. He says as follows. It comes out, if you put two and two together, that there's only a chiyuv of Korea by a kli. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, there's a chiyuv of Korea by an envelope. And an envelope you throw out, A, B, and C. Comes out that the Mishnah Berurah is going to be of the opinion that something which is thrown out has a status of kli for the purpose of Shabbos, of binyan and stira b'kelim. That's why he says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Lashon of the Prima Gadim, the only reason why Chosolos is not a kli is because the Prima Gadim, Rashi wrote, Hatamora Mizbash Lemeyem. We saw that Rashi here, Kupem Vav. So Rav Moshe went to great lengths to say it's Lav Dafka. If you throw it out, it's Tufel. And he said, no. Not what the Mishnah Berurah and Mogen Avraham Prima Gadim said in Farish. Why not? Because they hold it must be considered to be a kli, even though it's going to be thrown out. That itself won't carry the day. That's what he claims. Others disagree. As he says, because other riots, you can't completely compare Shabbos to Kalim. Remember, Abba Shaul said, if you throw it out, it's not a kli. I'm going to Mishnah and Kalim. Perek Tezayin Mishnah Hey. You're throwing it out, it's not a kli. Not Mekabel Tumah. So he writes Nachal Zeret, you can't always compare Shabbos to Kabbalah's Tumah. He says, when it comes to a book, a sefer, if you rip it open, you're chayef. We saw that in Mishnah Berurah, you have a similar. And yet he quotes a Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Chav Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel, and a Mishnah Achrona, that's not Mekabel Tumah. I know almost nothing about Hilchos Kabbalah's Tumah. But he's trying to drive a wedge between the two. I already saw a comparison here in Afkuf, in Beit Olam and Beis. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oh. But he has an interesting svara about which I wanted to mention to you. I asked you, Mishnah Berurah, of all places, Simon Shin Ches, Sifkot and Lamedal. Let's look inside about it. Interesting svara. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the middle of nowhere, it's a Gemara in Beit Olam, Nitnu Eitzim Ela LaHasoka. What this means is on Yontif, a log is not a kli. It's really should be treated like rocks, but it's a special dispensation. You can move it in order to burn it, because of course making fire is mutter, transferring fire is mutter on Yontif. Okay, but of course on Shabbos, since it's mamish, it's nothing. A log on Shabbos is like a stone. It's called muktzah machmas gufo, the most serious kind of a muktzah. What do you mean? It's a kli. It's a log. I could use it on Yontif during the week and throw it into the fireplace. No. A log is not of the status of a kli. It's a garnish. It's like a stone. It's a special dispensation on Yontif to put into the fireplace. Fine. So it's absolutely awesome. It's the worst kind of muktzah. See, he writes over here, what about a ner shel shava? So ner shel shava is the second wide line in page kufav in Mishnah Berurah, Shin Ches, page Simon Shin Ches. V'chein ner sholem shel shava ochelev. What does he say? It's a kli shemalachta liyisr. The last under the sifkot in Baruch Tziyah says, no! Ner sholem is also l'taltel. Shein lam shem kli klal. L'chaz l'achil l'tashvish. It's again like an eitz. The chord of Yaakov Emden is right in Baruch Tziyah. What's the difference between a candle, you fashioned a wax candle, and a log? Both can only be used for burning, so why is one a clean one is not? Says Nachal Zer, I'll tell you Pshat Mogan Avraham. The log was made by the Rabbona Shel Olam. The wax candle was made by human hands. If human hands are involved, it gives it the status of a kli. Interesting. Fascinating. Fascinating. So he wants to suggest the following Chiddush Nifla, that Chosolo Shel Tamarim, which the Mechaber was Matnish in Yudal Sifches, is considered primarily made by the Rabbona Shel Olam. It's, what is it? It's made from the lulav. You have a lulav, you take a few pieces of lulav, you make them kind of a wicker basket, made primarily by Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, it's considered secondary to the content. It's not a kli, and you can smash it, you can break it, no problem. As opposed to a can. A can is maise yodai lispor. It's maise bas of adam. He thinks that would be a more chomerdik, it might be considered a kli, even if chosol shel tamarim are not a kli. Again, muxus compared to kavolos tumah, kuf chav gimel. It's a machlokus to ran and the ran. Riran and the fake ran. That's where Rav Moshe, Rav Zalman called it kamuvan. And he was referring to the ran in the back of the riff, and kuf chav gimel says, they're only compared if it broke. It's talking about breaking kalim, but not to the original definition of a kli. But the pseudo ran says, no, it's the more general comparison. It's the more general comparison. Oh. One final clue that he has on page nun. He says the definition of shel kayama, in general term, depends on what it's made for. We had this before. Remember made for normal usage. He claims like this, a chiddush gadol. It's going to be the opposite of what we mentioned before. Before we mentioned that a can is a strong thing, and paper is garnished. Nice as fakir. Paper, but potato chips, what's it made for? It's kind of plastic. It's made to be used and thrown out. No one keeps stuff forever. So therefore, it's considered shel kayama, For this material of this kind of plastic kind of a potato chip bag, it's meant for this kind of a use, to last for a little while, to hold in the potato chips, and you throw it out. So the difference is we consider it shel kayam. But metal's meant to use forever, for long term. You're using it for a can, which is knocked out after a short while, that'll be dafka ain't a shel kayam. So he has many svaras kanalish from here, this way and that way, and this is the kuda. But I just want to give you a summary. But his main point, which I love, is that he based on the Gemara on Beit Alamed Beis, a changing from one use to another, presumably would not be considered a violation of Osa Kli. Yes? Could be. I don't know. Rabbi Osa, I want to ask you to see one more Mordechai, which I said, Simon Shin Ayin Tes. Please turn to the Mordechai, Shin Ayin Tes. Do we have that here? We spoke about this, if you recall, a while ago, but I want to just refresh your memories. So one more time, as the last nekuda. The Nachal Zered claims that opening the can, if you disregard the other kulas that we had, Moshe, will in effect be a stira gemur. I'm not convinced. But, on the other hand, I have to get out of his raya from that run, in Kuf Kav Beis. How it affects this Siv Zayim, he got an impression that maybe Mekilim and Machmirim. Maybe Rav Yaakov Mekinon is against that Ran. Maybe, because he's Mekil and Shah, which is of a similar nature. So I'll leave this to you if you want to get a prize. And again, on Mishnah on Sunday, we'll begin with the Mogan Avraham, Shin Yudalim of Cotton Hay, the Sugya Psik Resha by the Rabbanon, which comes in there in Shin Yudalim. And we'll go right away after that to the new Melacha of Mavir U'Mechamim.